Welcome to Dear Becca's Thoughts, the ultimate guide to navigating the twists and turns of love and relationships. I am your host, Dear Becca, and each episode we'll explore the complexities of modern romance, share expert insights, and dish out practical advice. Whether you're single, in a relationship, or just curious about the matters of the heart, this podcast is your safe space for all things love. Let's embark on this journey of connection, growth, and understanding together. Welcome to a new week with Dear Becca's Thoughts. How are you? I know, new month, new everything. I hope your year has been going well so far, and we are approaching, in very few weeks from now, the end of the first quarter of the year. I know, people often say January is 5 weeks long, and I'm not gonna lie to you. Yes, February, my birthday month. Do I have plans? Not really. The plan is just to eat this year. I'm just eating. I'm chopping the life off my head. Anyways, welcome to a new episode. I'm glad you're here as always. On the streets of social media, I was over there minding my business as always, and I came across a post that I thought, you know what? I will not be the only one that learns about this, since this was shared on a public platform. Even though it was shared by an anonymous member, it's still worth, you know, reading to all my listeners out there. So, let's go. I never thought I'd be making this post, but I don't know what to do. I am a 22-year-old female with a 6-month-old daughter. My husband and I recently got married, and we have been bumping heads what seems like every day. I don't like that our daughter sees her parents like this. This evening, we had a pretty bad argument, and when I thought things were getting good, I asked him one question that seemed to have triggered him. Do you still watch porn? He got very defensive, and I told him a man would answer the question and answer it truthfully. He got very upset and left. I kept telling myself he left for a reason. This has been an issue for a whole while. My body forever changed when I got pregnant. He knows how I feel, and yet it seemed to me like he's still watching it because he refused to answer my question. He tells me all the time my sex drive is too high and I want to have sex 24/7. Could it be that he's just not into me? I keep telling myself not to go running back just to get up and leave. I need some honest advice here. And of course, no one knows the whole story or the backstory other than my husband and I, but advice will be greatly appreciated. My response to her was, first of all, you and your husband's business. Get out of it. Second of all, if he has not complained about your body, why are you making up complaints that's yet to happen? You cannot say for certain that your body is what is bothering him. Why are you creating a problem that does not exist? I sounded a little bit harsh in my response, but in all honesty, she asked for it. She asked the question, and I was happy to oblige her by answering. And that kind of got me thinking. First of all, your daughter is just 6 months old. It's gonna take about 1 year for your body to begin to go back to normal. I know for sure, because I'm on my third baby. And I just never really lost the baby weight from the very first one that I had 4 years ago. And I'm trying to be nice, but at the same time, I'm trying to be me, you know? Young ladies these days, they don't know how to let their, not just, I think, I would say younger brides, younger wives, they don't know how to let their man be, let them breathe. They don't understand the importance of peace and calmness. Once there's a little bit of calmness or, you know, peace in the house, they just look back and forth, and the next thing they're doing is stirring up the water. It's like they just feel peace is too boring that they just self-sabotage. That's how I put it. I tried not to write all of that on Facebook where I came across the post, but to be honest, that's what she did. How can you be having rough times with your husband back and forth, and then as soon as there's a little bit of calmness, you remember randomly, oh, to ask him, do you still watch porn? That was so random and uncalled for. I don't even care what the backstory is at this point, but she's the one that came to report herself to social media. And I'm thinking, does she have a job? Because there's really no way, you know, there's really no way you would be busy, either, you know, schedule wise or your brain is busy trying to come up with, you know, new ideas, or you're in school or whatever, that you now think, oh yeah, the house is too quiet, the house is too peaceful, let me come up with drama. And there's nothing flattering about the question that she asked, and yet she felt she deserved an answer. Whew. That's a lot to unpack for me. Where's the trust in this marriage? Because with the way she typed it up the story, there was no win-win for this guy. If he says, I'm no longer watching porn, she would not believe him. If he says, I'm still watching porn, she was going to probably fight with him about it anyways. Even though he did not answer, she's already relating the possibility of him watching porn to the fact that she just had a baby. Like, two different situations that are not in any way connected or related, but she still found a way to join them, saying that maybe he doesn't find her attractive anymore. Ma'am, have you seen the economy? Have you seen the inflation rate? Have you seen the uncertainty that's going on in the world, not just in America, in the world? And where she posted this was a military wives group. There's a lot of them, but that's where she posted it. So I'm guessing your husband is in the military. The guy is probably hates his job at this point, knowing that there could be any political whatever where they have to send soldiers out there to different parts of the world. There's a lot of things probably going on in your man's head. And instead of asking questions that would better strengthen your relationship or your marriage, you're asking a stupid question. Didn't you just have a baby 6 months ago? So if he says, oh, you like to have too much sex, I don't know how long it took you to heal, man. Well, you're 22 years old. I'm sure you probably healed in like a week or two. However, this man has a new baby in his house. It's an adjustment. Women think they're the only ones that get to experience, you know, hormonal changes when a baby is born. the man feels everything. He feels the fact that his life is now, his life is probably changed forever. And from what she said, he probably married her because of the baby or after the baby. He definitely did not marry her before the baby. So it's like the trajectory of his life is changing, maybe in a way that he didn't exactly plan out. And there she is thinking about sex. Where's the respect in this marriage? Yes, you are one in marriage, but you're also two separate individuals. I highly promote individualism in marriages or in relationships. Let people breathe. Marriage does not mean that your life has now, your life is now evolved around, now revolves around the other person, or the other person's life now revolves around yours. If you're bored, get a job, go to school, learn a trade, do YouTube, do something, you know. But the fact that you have to constantly draw someone into your, how do I put it now, into your insecurities is very, very appalling if you ask me. Choosing your battle wisely is the key to conserving energy and focusing on what truly matters. It is about prioritizing conflicts that align with your values and goals. In relationships or in marriages, picking your battles involves assessing the significance of the issue, understanding your partner's perspective, and choosing to address the conflicts that genuinely impact your relationship's well-being. In my opinion, you learn this with age and with experience. A 22-year-old that now has a 6-month-old probably got pregnant at 21. That girl just left high school. She does not even know what life is. She barely just left high school. Doesn't have a career. Definitely does not have a degree. So yes, you cannot be expecting a high level of maturity for someone that just left high school. They just probably moved out of their parents' house and right into yours. When you're practicing individualism, it's about fostering open communication and prioritizing harmony over minor disagreement. The way minor disagreement irritates me, it's like one of my major red flags. Not just in my relationship or my marriage, even in my friendships. Even when it comes to, you know, family, my extended family, I just cannot stand minor disagreement. They're so useless. They're time wasting. You get absolutely nothing out of it. They're energy draining. They will really mess with your mental health. And in the end, you ask yourself, what was this about? Half the time, minor disagreement amounts to nothing. Avoid unnecessary argument over trivial matters and focus on addressing issues that have a long-term impact on your relationship. Please, practice effective communication, empathy, and compromise, because it is essential for navigating the conflict that will arise in your relationship or in your marriage. Marrying at an early age can be tricky because marrying at an early age can be very tricky. I have preached against it already in the past. Don't do it. It only makes an already difficult journey a lot harder, unless either of you have a coach or a role model that will help you every step of the way. Someone that would guide you and not judge you and actually help you grow. Most of the marriages that I saw that happened before the age of 25 all of them crashed. Because these people are coming from, you know, high school straight into college, school, they're partying, they're having fun with their friends, and then boom, they go into marriage and you're now requiring commitment, loyalty, you know, some sort of effort, all of these things is hard work. They have gone from being served by their parents to now suddenly serving you. Like, hold on a minute. They want to catch a break. Like, what do you mean I'm not going to get what I want? What do you mean I have to work for a living? What do you mean I don't get this for free? What do you mean? So there's like a lot of shock that's going on. There's like an economic shock going on with them because they've gone from high school to college where their parents probably paid their tuition or they took student loan. They didn't have to work for money. Now you've thrown them into a marriage where they might have to work for money, or they're like a stay-home wife and they don't know what to do with their time. They don't even have enough experience when it comes to taking care of other people because the only people they have taken care of is themselves. Now they have a whole baby and they don't even know what to do with the baby. Marriage is hard. Starting a family is hard. It's hard for the man. It's hard for the woman. So, yes, young girls look good on paper. Yeah. If you want to have a peaceful life, don't do it. Let them grow. Let them learn sacrifice. Let them learn service to other people. Let them learn. It's not that hard. Be truthful with yourself. Okay, this lady is beautiful, but is this what I need? Unfortunately, the marriages that I mentioned earlier that they crashed before, you know, they got married at before age of 25, these people had to remarry a second time to be able to do better, get better. Because if you are mature for a 22-year-old or a 20-year-old, but you are with a 25-year-old guy that acts like a kid, or you're with a 30-year-old guy that acts like a kid, let's not forget that age does not amount to maturity. We already have that problem, standard. Now, look at a situation where age contributing to this person's lack of maturity. Double wahala, double problem. It's not too much to consider. You just have to be honest with yourself, whether as a man or as a woman, especially as a woman. You know, in some cases, you might even grow a lot quicker than your spouse. Who knows? Mentally. But still, marriage is a lot of work. If for whatever reason you fall in love with someone in their early 20s, please take time to learn how to communicate with them. You will need a ton of patience with them. Please do not try to figure out, because look, I just interrupted myself again. If you don't know how to do, I have a 20 when I look at my siblings, one of them is married now. I'm looking at her like, so you're married, you know? She still asks me a ton of questions, and I'm thinking, look at somebody's wife, you know? It's just interesting, and she's 25. She got married at 25. So I can't imagine what marrying at 20 can actually be like, or marrying at 21. I was never there. I don't know. You cannot try to make a 20-year-old or 21-year-old wife figure out anything on their own. Their mind is constantly in a state of chaos. They will bring their problems to social media or to their childlike friends before they even think of asking anyone with real training or experience to help them solve the problem. I see all these stories online a lot. And of course, it was an anonymous post, so I know that she did not do it for content creation. It's a serious problem. You know, maybe for whatever reason, she cannot ask her mom or ask her auntie and, you know, all of that. There are so many external factors that makes marriage hard. There's already that another factor that you're new to this. It's like a job. Because in marriage, you always have to give, you always have to do, you always have to sacrifice. But the entire time, she's not thinking, maybe this man is thinking about bills, maybe he's stressed out about work, maybe got in trouble with work, maybe, you know, if the finances are not so great. She's not even thinking about anything that does not have to do with sex. She's just thinking, oh, maybe doesn't find me attractive anymore. Like, it is in your early 20s you'll be worried about sex. When you're like in your 30s, you'll be worried about bills. Maybe that's why I sound the way I sound. Last time I checked, people are having casual sex like it's no man's business. Okay, kudos to them. But after all of that, I'm sure every single thing you own out there needs to be paid for. If it's not fully paid for already, it needs to be paid for at this point. And there are other things that will come up in the future that you still need to pay for. So the craze about sex, I don't understand it. Maybe I'm too logical. Maybe, who knows? However, I feel sorry for the husband that probably does not even know how to make his wife understand what's truly going on in his head. Maybe that's why he got irritated with the question in the first place. Like, are you seriously asking me about porn at this time? Are you for real? So imagine if he now actually sees her post online. I'm sure when people see posts that concerns them, they could easily tell. Let's remember, the goal is not to avoid any kind of conflict, but to handle them in a way that strengthens our relationship. Let's manage things in a way that can strengthen our marriage. We're not managing things. Social media has now become like a disease. I'm like, do people not have people to talk to anymore? You know? But what do I know? Twenty-year-old wives are good on paper. But as to efficiency, I'm not that sure. I'm not sure it's a great idea. Might not be necessarily bad, because yes, it's good to have kids early, but you're going to deal with a lot of little annoying fights. And if you don't manage them well, they will end up bringing down your marriage. And that's an experience that, if possible, I would like for it to be completely eradicated. Anyways, that was just my thought on this lady's post, and do with this information what you may. On this note, thank you so much for listening to Rebecca's Thoughts. I will be with you next time. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Rebecca's Thoughts. Your time and attention mean the world to us. If you enjoy the content, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share with friends. Stay tuned for more engaging discussions and valuable insights in the episodes to come. Until next time, take care and keep exploring the fascinating world we delve into on Rebecca's Thoughts.